Go.
Hey, on today's Living in Las Vegas, we're going to talk a little bit about whether you should decide to move here to Sin City. We're going to give you both the good and the bad experiences that Brett and I have had. Plus, the political landscape here in Las Vegas has changed in a big way. And listener email. Plus, have a drink on me. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast. Let's get started.
Yeah. Living in Las Vegas starts now. Oh, my drums are on if you want to play them. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada. That groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home.
Yes.
The Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host.
Yes.
A man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney. Look at me. That's me flying. And that's me showing you how I fly. Hey, everybody. Do a hey, everybody, like you do it.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, everybody.
Let me hear you.
It's the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Oh, I always do that the wrong way. I'm so happy to be here. I'm your humble host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa. Buenas noches. What's happening, big stuff? I think that's the way they
hot
do
stuff.
Hot stuff.
Yes.
I'm joined by arguably my favorite broadcaster in this room.
Really?
Wow.
That's awesome. I'm ahead of you. But we're arguing about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, big hand for Brett Grant, everybody. There he is.
Hello again, everybody. How you doing? Great to be back.
He's a good-looking man, that one.
Yeah, I even combed my hair for you tonight.
Thanks for coming. How was the trip out to the big studio? Everything okay?
That was fabulous, except for the crazy bastards that drive on I-15.
What does that mean?
Well, here's the interesting thing about Las Vegas. First of all, everybody drives like their car is either can't move or it's the fastest thing. It's the Autobahn. You get, and this only really happens to me on I-15. Between Tropicana and the 95, the Spaghetti Bowl, as we call it here in Las Vegas,
right.
Which is, if you're a civil engineer and you designed that, what the hell were you thinking? Okay, you should be taken out back and shot. No doubt about it.
No.
Okay, so you're on the so I'm coming tonight from the fabulous Palazzo, as we finish our radio show, and I got to hop on. I figured I tried a variety of different ways to see which is the fastest way to get here.
Okay. Right.
I've taken surface streets.
Because coming here is important to you.
It is. Yeah. We're starting the show, and where you reside mm-hmm. is convenient. I drive by it all the time.
You do?
I do.
Drive
so it's
work,
a matter of trying, coming from the strip, what's the fastest way to get here? So yeah. I decided last week to go, let's take 95.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 15 to 95. And I took it, and I got on Summerlin Parkway, and I realized, oh, crap, I can't get off until Durango.
Right.
So that's not going to work.
Right.
So this time I'm going, okay, well, I will take the 15 to the 95, and I'll get off on Rainbow.
Right. Yep.
Much closer.
Right.
Okay, but driving on Rainbow is kind of a nightmare as well, there and Charleston. But if you're on the I-15, what you have, in what they call it in Chicago, is they call it a gawker's delay. So anybody who's from out of town for the first time driving up the Las Vegas Strip is driving 40 miles an hour on an interstate, and they're all going this. There's the Mirage. There's Caesars. There's a semi. Right? And they're all, exactly, that's what they're all doing. Oh, yeah, there's Celine's playing this weekend. All right? And they're looking at every hotel as they go up and down the strip. Meanwhile, there's truckers who are trying to get the freaking hell out of Vegas as fast as they can because they got to make it to Utah or wherever they're going for the night.
Right.
And they're trying to get out of Dodge. Right. So you have people going 40 miles an hour and people going 95 miles an hour.
100 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And then people just change lanes whenever they want to.
Where do you see more accidents anywhere else in Las Vegas? It's northbound on the 15 at Sahara.
You're right. Yeah.
Every day there's an accident there.
And honestly, on the 15, I only drive on the 15 apparently now once a week. That's when I do it, once a week. Otherwise, I don't. I take service streets. If I have to go to the strip, I'm not on the 15. you know, if you're coming from the west side of town, you're coming over. What I usually do is I come over Desert Inn to Spring Mountain.
Yep.
And then and they come up, and then I hit the back roads, and I'm going where I'm going.
So before we're going to talk about how we got here and all, but here's my belief about drivers in Las Vegas. Probably, I mean, if you look at Boston drivers, you ever been in Boston?
No.
Okay. Boston drivers, they're thinking of driving. It's if they see the white of your eyes, that's a sign of weakness, and you're toast. You're out. We're going to take you out. But you look at Las Vegas, and you'll notice in Las Vegas, there's a lot of people with smoked windows, right? Darkened windows.
Yeah.
I believe that creates this sense of animosity. Not animosity. That's the wrong word. Of when you're anonymous. What would that word be with the right word?
Animosity.
No, animosity means I don't like you.
Right, exactly.
Well, it's actually a little bit both.
That's where we're going.
But being anonymous, in other words, they can't see you.
Oh, anonymous.
So they drive super aggressive because they believe you can't see you. Whereas in California, from where I came, you're not allowed to smoke your windows.
Well, there's a certain legal tint. And the funny thing is, people get pulled over and they buy
it. It's like that color black in here.
Those are all the other guys. But there are dealers, you know, they'll say, oh, the dealership will tell you, oh, yeah, this is legal.
Yeah.
And it's really not.
Well, I'm telling you what, though, I swear to you, I see people zipping by and they're blacked out windows. And I'm like, you're doing this because I can't see you.
Anonymity.
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 That word should never be used again. Hey, let's talk about what we were going to talk about. Wanna?
Sure. What were we going to talk about?
Oh, I don't know, I think. How are we doing on time? Oh, I forgot to do the over and under.
Well, let's do it.
Okay, over under. Watch this. Band.
It's amazing.
You know, it's hard to get a good band like that, and we've got them. Okay, here's the over and under. I'm going with 60 minutes.
60.
I would take exactly 60. I wouldn't go over or under. I'm thinking it's going to be about
60.
Here's why. As you know, we're putting this broadcast on a local terrestrial radio place. Let's call it, for sake of argument, KSHP. Let's call
AM 1400.
AM 1400 KSHP.
So you can find it.
And so our last show, I mean, first of all, back up. If you're a broadcaster, you're going to be doing shows in a half hour, an hour. I mean, that's kind of a standard thing.
Right.
Our last show was, you know, we were just kind of, you know, being with the flow. It's about an hour and 40 minutes.
Right.
It's a little odd. And the general manager there, super nice guy, by the way, an angel, said, hey, what do you think that maybe we can get this down to an hour so you're not killing me programmatically? And I'm like, you know what? Fair call. Plus, I'm up until about 4 in the morning every morning after one of these shows. So we're gonna shoot for an hour. If we don't make an hour, Brett's going to buy you a car.
I think we can make an hour. If we make, last week was like an hour and 40.
It was an hour 40.
Yeah.
It was a little long. Well, it was our,
I know our
second longest.
The folks kind of like it.
They love it.
Yeah, and I had fun.
Well, you know what we did before is we used to do, God dang it, we're doing it already. We're blathering on and on. We used to do an after show thing that I still recorded for, you know, people and all, but yeah, we'll figure about that. Okay,
well,
back
we
to
can
this.
Do that. That's not a bad idea.
Okay, there's the intro to our main topic. Moving to Vegas. You know, a lot of people have moved to Vegas. Back in the 2005 time, did you know how many people moved to Vegas when people did move to Vegas?
Oh, per month? It was
yep.
It was crazy, like 5,000 a month.
It was look at you.
Well, I'm sorry. We had to kind of keep a track.
That was good.
Yeah.
It was 5,000 a month. Do you know how many people moved out of Vegas
over
during 1,000. That time? And that's why you're the co-host.
Hey!
Because you're taking all my lies.
Exactly.
No, it was 5,000.
You asked the question, I answered.
Yeah, I didn't know that you were the smart
ask
co-host.
Me more questions.
Nobody knew you.
Ask me more questions.
So we thought it'd be kind of interesting to kind of figure out, you know, why was it that we came here? Was it good? Was it bad? What's the story that brought you here to the Las Vegas? And yes, I'm using the word "the" again.
You and articles. My wife, though, agrees with you. The Facebook, she agrees with you.
Well, so there you go. Is she on your channel?
I don't know if she is or not.
Because I'm really.
She might not have figured it out yet.
I'm actually really nervous about her being on and seeing this show.
That's okay.
Okay, so we're going to start with Brett's story
of moving to Las
Vegas.
You want the actual act of the move?
Well, I want to know why you moved here.
Well, business is why I moved here. But had a chance. I was in the radio business back in Chicago. And our company, I was I was the program director, the morning on-air host, and the sales manager. And I was paid next to nothing. But I was happy to be paid next to
nothing. Which is what radio does.
Is what radio does. Yes, yeah. You're either making no money or you're making a gazillion dollars. There really is no medium income in, of course there is a medium, but there isn't one that exists. You're either dirt poor or you're rich.
I like that you just did, well, there is math.
Yes.
And there is medium. And, yeah. But,
okay. But there's not really. So the guy I was working for at the time always wanted to own a radio station in Las Vegas. Came here, I mean, I'm not kidding. I tell you, he might have come here 200 times as a tourist.
And what year was this again?
1996 okay. is when we actually moved. So ended up basically the made a bet with the president of the company to say if we achieved X amount of revenue, we're going to buy a radio station in Las Vegas.
So did you say where you were at currently?
No.
Did you say?
I was in, we were in Aurora, Illinois at the time. Far western suburbs of Chicago,
right?
Where they have two seasons. They have winter and road construction, and the potholes the size of Texas.
Yeah, winter and road.
That's what they have. I mean, only in Chicago do you pay to drive on the roads that have potholes that'll swallow your car. That is Chicago.
Have you seen Mom?
Yes.
Well, she drove down the I-70.
She was on 55. Right. And we lost her.
Right, we lost. Yeah,
no idea where Mom is. So anyway, we found a radio station, and I came out as the morning on air guy, along as also as the sales manager.
Right.
And honestly, we started the company at the very end, 1st of November, 1996. Nice. So that's when I came out. So my story of moving to Vegas is the funny one. I'm in Chicago at the time, living. My daughter is a year and a half old. Maybe she'll be two in, well, she's like, whatever, 21 months at the time. How about that?
Right, okay.
Okay. So I decide we're going to drive. So I have my wife and daughter are going to fly with her parents, meet me in Las Vegas in like 4 days.
So you drove by yourself.
I had a brother fly to Chicago.
All right.
Okay. And then we drove down to St. Louis, where my family is all from.
Right.
So on Halloween, 1996. I remember I'm vividly in St. Louis. I'm going trick-or-treating with a couple of my nephews and my brothers. And the next morning, we start driving to Las Vegas.
Okay.
Two cars, four brothers, a dog,
two cars,
and a bunch of other stuff.
Four brothers seems like a lot.
I have four brothers.
Well,
but
I mean,
actually, at the
like
time, there was only three of us and a buddy.
Yeah.
So we had to pick up another brother along the way.
Okay. Seems like a lot.
So we're going to make this a weekend in Vegas. At the same time. Hmm. So the goal is we leave St. Louis like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
24 hours later, we are taking a leak into Lake Mead at Hoover Dam as the sun is coming up in Las Vegas. That's the true story.
Hey, big hat. Okay, so this is the water that we're drinking.
Yes, that's true.
Just so you know.
Okay, so that was the goal.
You're like, you know.
Well, the funny part of the story is I had
a weird taste.
So we drive from St. Louis. I had another brother who was living in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Right.
So we pick him up along the way. We have my dog.
There are grants everywhere.
Yeah, there's like there's actually now six of us driving and a dog across the country. Okay, there's the five grants and one other person
that can't smell the dog. Bad or anything.
No, and two cars. So we're taking turns driving. We stop in Amarillo, Texas, at Hooters.
Oh God!
Because we needed to.
I stayed in a hotel at Amarillo, Texas, and there was a bullet hole in the window. I'm not kidding you.
I believe you.
A buddy and I were out of high school. We drove out of high school. We drove to Canada, and we stayed there.
You went the wrong way if you're in Amarillo, Texas.
No, we lived in Southern California. We were driving to Canada above Buffalo, and we stopped at Amarillo.
So you took the southern route for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, we were in
Southern California. Instead of the northern
route. Southern California.
You can still take the northern route.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Well, here's why.
Is winter?
This is 1979, and the drinking age in Texas was 18.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Okay.
That's
so
why
we're driving. We stop in Amarillo and we eat a gazillion chicken wings. So we have then leftover chicken wings, and we go and start driving again. Next time we stop is in Albuquerque, or as Jim Rome would say Albuquerque. So we're in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's about 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
All right. Everybody stops. We get some coffee. Go to the bathroom. Get gas, and we leave the dog and the chicken wings in the car.
Huh.
So when we come back, the dog's there, no chicken wings. Like at least two or three dozen chicken wings, bones and all, are gone. So if you're a fan of dogs, chicken wings, chicken bones shred, not good for dog.
No.
Yeah. So now here I am thinking, oh my God, I killed the dog. How am I going to explain this to my wife and daughter? The dog is going to die. Not good.
How'd that talk go?
Well, I didn't have to do it. That's a good thing about it. So, so it ends up...
Wait a minute. Did the dog eat the stuff?
He ate the whole thing.
Why didn't he...
Well, I'll tell you...
How do you...
There's more to the story. So we
right after this,
we end up getting to Vegas.
Yeah.
And I immediately drive. I think it's a Saturday morning, and I immediately drive to the Gentle Animal Hospital thing on Rainbow.
Right.
Gentle, which we were going to board him anyway, because our house wasn't ready yet. And
so you just found one and go, we'll go to that one?
This was kind of already prearranged.
Okay.
Because it was close to where the radio station was going to be. This is 1996.
They didn't have internet back then. How did you know?
I came to Vegas as a tourist, so I knew where to go and what to do.
Very well done.
And we figured, research.
That's why you're a general manager.
Yellow pages.
I've heard about the yellow pages.
Okay. So I get to the vet, and I say, I'm worried about the dog. He's eaten two dozen chicken wings, bones and all, and he does an x-ray.
He's basically eaten a dinosaur.
Exactly. He comes back and he does an x-ray, and he comes back and he goes, dog's perfectly fine. There is no sign of any bones anywhere in his system. I mean, I go, how's that even possible?
Yeah.
He goes, I don't know, but the dog's got a cast iron stomach. He's perfectly fine. So I'm like, okay. So we end up going back and...
But wait, who ate the
dog? No, the dog ate him. There's no doubt the dog ate him.
Well, did he poop him out?
Apparently he did.
Were you not there?
No.
You had to be there.
What am I, the guy gone in 60 seconds?
Wait a minute. You drove from here. The dog was with you the whole time. At some point, the dog's got to go, hey, Brett.
Yeah,
I'm
going to the bathroom.
Actually,
but it's 2 o'clock in the morning in Grant, New Mexico, and he's going to go to the bathroom. I'm not paying attention.
Hey, Brett, I had some chicken and some bones. And if you wouldn't mind, I'd just like to go out there and... just kind of release them. Don't worry about me. Just feeling a little bony, if you will. I'd say they call me bony. Just keep an eye on me. If I start looking bad or pale, dogs don't look pale. That's how I'm already a little.
All right, we're done. The dog's good. So now we go and we stay. Get this, the final weekend.
Yeah.
At the Hacienda Hotel, which is now the site of Mandalay Bay.
That's right.
Now, if you walk through the Hacienda Hotel on the final weekend, where the gaming area is...
Was there anything there?
There's like one lady. It's like Juanita. She's like, poker?
She's like...
Would you like to play poker, blackjack, roulette? I have all the tables.
What do you want?
Exactly.
You want to play a little poker? We got
I am the waitress, the janitor, the roulette dealer, the blackjack dealer, the dice man.
Everybody's
I can do it all.
Lucky tonight, sweetheart. You play, you'll be all
so
baby,
we're at the Hacienda Hotel. Now, the funny thing was, the rest of the weekend, we're gambling, we're having fun. This is long before the days of airports and check-ins with regards to taking forever to go through security, pre 9/11. Literally, their plane is leaving Sunday night at 10 p.m., and at 9:59, I'm dropping them off at the airport.
Nice.
Because they were gambling at the Casino Royale. My brother's playing $2
which
craps.
Is still there.
Yes. Now it's the House of the White Castle. My cheap brother is playing like dollar craps, and he refuses to leave.
Man.
I'm on fire. Like, well, you're $12. Let's go.
I'm up 12.
Exactly.
$1,000?
No, $12. $12.
Oh, well, way to go. Way to go, big spender. Yeah. You'll be getting that condo.
That's how I got to Vegas.
That's pretty awesome.
Here's the other thing about the funny thing. Okay, the next morning, Monday morning, my wife, in-laws, and the daughter fly in. Now, our house, when we first moved to Las Vegas, was basically on the far west side of town off of Flamingo.
Right.
As far west as you can go.
Wait. I'm sorry. Say again. Where were you? Your first house was where?
Well, basically Durango and Flamingo area. Fort Apache and Flamingo.
Okay.
That's a block away. But Fort Apache at Flamingo. Fort Apache ended at Flamingo.
Right.
So my house was literally in the desert, the back of my house.
Right. I mean, it used to be just nothing but desert.
My car back through the desert, and I ended up back on the road.
Is it weird, having been here that long, and seeing the radical change in your area?
Oh yeah.
You're surrounded.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
we've moved since, but. Yeah.
Still, you're surrounded. I mean, it's kind of weird. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people who've been here for a long time.
Here's
like,
the funny thing about the move. So our furniture is coming on a van, right? A big, giant moving van. It's going to arrive on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Right.
We're here on Monday. So we're not staying in the casino with my daughter. That's not going to happen. Now, this is before the Orleans existed.
They're a good dad.
And the only hotel on the west side of town was Arizona Charlie's, okay, basically. And I couldn't get into, like, the little Holiday Inn. Okay, so I'm like, we're not staying at Arizona Charlie's. We are not. I'm not doing that. So I get a hotel. I think it's close to where we are, right? It's at I-15 and Craig.
We're staying up there with the truckers. So people who don't know, how far is that?
40 minutes.
About as far as you can be. Exactly. If Las Vegas is a clock, you stayed at 2 o'clock. You're living at about 7 o'clock.
Exactly.
About as far as you could go.
We stayed in Mesquite and we moved to Laughlin. That's how close we were. All right. It was just a terrible, the most horrible decision ever. And we, like, a day's in with all the truckers at Craig and Losey. Okay. If you know where that area is,
I do.
That's exactly where the hotel is.
I do.
And I'm thinking, my wife's going, why the hell did you stay so far away? It's the only place I could find that wasn't a casino. That was my answer. Yeah. Okay. So that's kind of my story how I got to Vegas.
What do you think about being in Vegas now?
Well, we're on the 3 to 5 year plan. That was 19 years ago. So we're doing well.
So it's going well.
Well, the plan, like,
did you really do that? Did you really do that?
The plan was my daughter was not going to go to school in Las Vegas. Well, we were going to be here for a period of time.
Interesting.
And look to buy another radio station.
Because I've heard, and we've talked about this on the show previously, that the school system here,
sucks.
The public school system here
has its challenges.
I think you used the term sucked.
Yeah, it still does.
Yeah, it's not good.
And I have reasons why.
And we've had that question before on the show, and people were like, you know, I want to bring my kids here. I'm like, you know what?
I hear there are special spot.
Yep, I've heard there are some really good private schools here, which are, you know, not cheap. There's a couple magnet schools here, which I'm not sure if they're public or not.
Yeah, they are.
There's a performance magnet school here.
There's Las Vegas Academy.
Is that public?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, is that downtown?
Downtown's where the old Las Vegas High School is, right? Basically, near.
That was there.
It's right near, what's that, Container Park? Kind of just,
was it right there?
A couple blocks away.
Oh, no kidding. Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
Around 7th and...
Oh, I had no idea it was there. Oh, all right, okay. But I basically said, I wouldn't have my kids at these
schools.
Like
the magnet program at Clark High School is excellent.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's places like that.
Okay. But so your 3 to 5 plan, you've been here for, I think we established
this
on your first show.
I've been here since
1996. 45 years. and you're in. What's your belief moving forward? For Las Vegas.
Of the city itself?
Yeah, whatever you like.
You know, I think Vegas is
important. I'm on the honey jack, by the way.
I think the Vegas is very important from a federal standpoint because of Nellis Air Force Base and because of Hoover Dam. So I think from a financial standpoint, I don't think the government ever lets Vegas dry up. The biggest issue is water. Water, 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 water.
Do you think that's a real issue?
No, I don't.
I don't think so either.
To me, it's about water rights.
Why don't I think that?
Why don't you think that?
I don't know.
To me,
I don't really believe a lot of that whole... people who try to scare me almost never scare me.
I'm with you. Kind of like global warming, you're not a part of that?
I don't believe it.
The way I look at it is my toes are cold at night anyway. So an extra degree is okay.
Right. I know. I'll take Dennis global Miller, warming. When Melissa rolls over and goes, I want to put my feet on you. Hey! Hey! That is... It's not cold. It's not hell cold. It's like, what the hell are you doing cold? They're blue. Get off me, cold. Yeah. Yeah. If there's global...
My wife's the other way around. She's an inferno.
See, and I'm an inferno.
Yeah, she is too.
So if there's global warming, I'm going to go just make some Melissas because she'll solve that problem all day, all half a night. All right. So you think Vegas plays out moving forward?
I think the cool thing about Vegas is that it reinvents itself. It went from if you go back to Vegas in the 1970s, it was a very adult-oriented rat pack. The girls came in town. They got dressed up, and they were wearing their fur coats. Yeah. They come to the – my mom and dad used to come all the time.
Really?
They'd be wearing their fur coats, and they would be all dressed up. And now you look at Vegas, and it went through an image change. Suddenly tried to appeal to kids and families.
Biggest mistake ever.
Big mistake, no doubt about it. And then now it's morphed into, again, more of a nightclub, an entertainment mecca, huge concerts, huge venues, unique events. It really is. And they do a great job in that regard.
Yeah, I think I agree. So my story about Vegas. So here's the deal. When I we used to live in the California. How are we doing on time? We're killing it, right?
I don't know. My wife is texting me.
Oh, my God. Let's have the wife not text you during the show.
I'm not paying attention.
That's going to get you in a little trouble right there. Maybe next time you should say, I am paying attention, but don't let it stop you, Scott. Okay, thanks. God, really? We're already that far away.
I'm long-winded.
Well, my story is, I moved here. It was great. Thanks. Thanks, Brett, for giving me some time to tell my story. All right. We used to live in Northern California in the San Francisco Bay Area. And for those, and we have some people in the live chat who are aware of that. Jackie, for example, who wants your job, is there.
Love you, Jackie.
And there's a huge amount of pressure, especially in the Silicon Valley world. There's a lot of pressure issues there from a job perspective. There's the cost of living in Northern California and the Bay Area is just stupid. We decided, you know, is this how we want to live?
Right.
You know, Melissa was working for a very large company that pretty much everybody knows. Excuse me. Google. And she was.
Did you say frugal?
No.
Sorry. Get started with a G.
Google. Okay. They did have a frugal, and it fell apart.
He said noodle.
Nope. Kind of said Google. Okay. God, let's go with the G sound. It's a G sound. Okay. So she was working as a recruiter, and she was a contract recruiter, and she was making great money, and she was working 13 hours a day, and it was just a ton of work. I mean, and I was doing my thing, and it was just. The pressure was pretty high, and then the cost of living was just stupid high. So we thought, you know, we want to be there because the truth of the matter is the good news for where we lived in a little town called Los Gatos, was that the school system there was, which is the cat, the school system there was awesome. I mean, I basically looked for schools for my kids, and I found the best school with the best marching band. And Lee High School had the best marching band ever.
And that was for your children.
Yeah.
And they still thank you for that.
They loved me for that.
Okay, good.
You know, one of them was the best clarinet player, the lead, and one of them was a big, you know, flag thing. It was, I'm telling you. Right. We went to every show and it was awesome. But it was expensive, real expensive. So, you know, we wanted to be there for the kids. Like I said, for high school, right? High school, important, children.
Right.
Public school, let's do it. Right. But once they got out of high school, went to college, we're like, let's think about this. Is this the right place to be? I'm a huge believer of, you know, you've got to take care of yourself. And there's a lot of people running around working their asses off, you know, working for somebody else or working for themselves and not enjoying life.
Right.
And I think it's killing people personally. And so I decided I just don't want to do that. So we've always been Melissa and I have always been kind of a fan of Vegas. Not a big fan, but we've liked it. We've done trips here, weekend trips here. Like when we were dating, we came here and a couple of times once we were married. But we really liked much of the vibe there. So if you're a business person, there's nothing better than Nevada. I mean, immediately you realize, okay, so Nevada wants you to be in business there. And there are companies, I actually know a guy who runs a company that incorporates people in Nevada, whether you live here or not, which is legal, by the way. And I did that.
Well, Delaware, too, is the other one.
Delaware is the other one. However, it's different. Delaware is good for corporations, for C-corps, right. Whereas this is better for LLCs and S-corps. And so we're like, oh, this is pretty nice. And then the weather was kind of a big deal for us. I mean, the weather here, if you like it hot, it's a pretty good place to hang out.
It does warm up, I heard.
It warms up. For example.
Especially in this studio.
For example, this weekend, March, what was it, March 20, whatever, I went swimming.
Yeah. Somebody asked, what is the current pool temp?
Oh, great question. So our new house, Arch, is at Whitney Villa. Anybody? That's where we live now. Arch is a Whitney Villa.
It's because your next door neighbor's McDonald's.
No, it's not.
Okay.
And this is the part we ask. Hey, are you want to be the co-host of the Living in Lost? Sorry. The current pool temperature, yesterday I checked, it was 87 degrees.
87? Come on.
I'm serious.
That's why. So what do you normally have it at in the summer?
So here's why I live.
Why do you have a hot tub also then? I mean, a hot tub's going to be 102 or so.
Now, we've already had this theory talk many years. Okay, so usually if somebody says it's 100 degrees, it's actually 100 degrees in the shade. It's about 15 or 20 degrees hotter in the sun. That's true. That's science. Our belief
science!
Great song. Our belief is that the pool should be about 20 degrees plus or minus between the air temperature and this. So our ambient temperature, everybody in the live chat knows this, is 84 degrees. That's what the pool should be. I don't get in the pool unless it's 84. Okay, so guess what? Our pool that we have now, we've essentially moved, has solar panels.
solar powered,
which means it's free heat.
It's free heat. No, absolutely.
Yeah. So I said to my pool expert, I'm like, turn them on because we're heating the pool today. So this weekend or part of the weekend, I kind of turned on my 400,000 BTU heater to jack it up a little bit to get there. But right now we're at 87 degrees in the afternoon. In the morning, it's about 79. Which is chilly.
Oh, you're such a wuss.
Nobody gets into that water. I'm telling you, nobody gets in that water. But about 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, it's 84.
You want a great pool story? In our pool.
Yes, because I don't want to tell my story about me moving here.
No, okay, good. Okay, finish.
No, do your pool story. No, please do. Here's your camera. Is your wife watching now? Is she texting you now?
What's up, baby? How you doing, honey? What's happening?
Dear Brett.
No, Super Bowl weekend, so early February, about 10 years ago, it was like 70 degrees, and we were having some people coming over to the house.
Yeah.
Well, we had turned on the hot tub the night before, so we're hanging out in the hot tub,
right,
which we used to do,
yep.
I forgot to turn the heater off, but I turned off the jets. Okay.
Right.
So this must have been, maybe it's a Friday night. Okay.
Right.
So Sunday morning, I walk downstairs and I look out at the pool. Honest to God,
boiling.
There's steam coming out of the pool. I mean, it's like,
how'd that go?
Holy crap. So I said, honey, invite everybody, you know, we're having a pool party.
Let's go.
It's the Super Bowl. And with like 15 kids came over. The pool is 102 degrees. And it was 102. The entire pool was 102.
Right. Yeah, right. You're making fun of me.
I turned off the heater. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, how much is this bill going to be?
It's got
to
be a lot.
$450.
Yeah, that's just not too good.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the pool is 87. It's going to be like that forever. I am the happiest little camper ever. I'm so happy. We're planning a big shindig. Okay. Here's the other thing. So we started looking around at houses here in Las Vegas. And this is in 2003.
Okay.
October 2003. This is about, if you look at a bell curve, here's a bell curve. It's right at about here at the bell curve. It's starting to happen.
Rise, right.
It's starting to happen. So it was a time where we wanted to live in Summerlin. And there was really not much going on that we thought was affordable in Summerlin. So we started looking up in the Northwest area, Centennial area, and then Aliante, which is a master plan community. So Summerlin is the largest master plan community in the country.
Right.
Very, very popular. And then Aliante was this other one up in the northern part, the 12 o'clock part of Las Vegas. We thought, well, let's check that out. So we're looking around and we're going to these places and they're like, yeah. We're kind of busy. We have lists. Lists? What do you mean by lists? Well, here's, you know, we have releases every week or 2 weeks. Okay, what does that mean? Well, we're going to release a couple, you know, 10 houses or whatever. Fine, I'll take a release. You're going to have to get on a list. What do you mean? What's the wait list? That's about 6 months. Well, that's okay. It's 2003. We're not moving here until 2005. But okay, that's fine. Here's the deal, though. During every release, we're going to increase the price a minimum of $10,000. Wait a minute. Are you telling me that if I wait 6 months, that same house is $60,000 more? I am. Oh, did you want a corner lot? Yeah, that'd be okay. Yeah, we call that a lot fee. What does that mean?
Lot of fees.
It's a lot of fees. How about another $10,000? Why? Because it's a corner. Yeah. So that was happening all over the place here.
Right, but you wanted to buy a new construction.
Yeah, good point. So I wanted to buy a new construction. We'd never done that before. We thought it'd be kind of fun. So we did
that. Bought our first house here was also a new construction.
Okay. Yeah. So we eventually hired a realtor and had her do that kind of work. Because that was the other thing was, okay, when a house becomes available, you have to be there in line at 4 a.m. so that if you make one of the 10 folks, you're there. I'm like, I live in California, man. I'm not going to be here at 10 a.m. or 4 a.m. So we hired a gal and she was there and she was very smart. Cute little girl, brought donuts. She knew what she was doing.
Very smart.
She got 2 gigs because of our show. It's better because we're like, nice. This gal is awesome. So we got this place up in Aliante. So here's why I moved here. This is just math. Okay, so the Nevada house cost 40% of the cost, less than half of the cost of my California house. It was 60% bigger.
Right. Well, and that's why our state is getting screwed up so much, is because you California bastards are sick and tired of your politics, your high property taxes, your garbage going on in California, and you come to Vegas. And the first thing you want to do is raise taxes, raise property costs, raise everything up. It's just like California. We don't have stuff. Anyway, I digress. But you're right. There's a huge difference.
He used to be really, really nice to me. I don't rant on, brother. That's like, exactly. High five, Brett.
Thank you. Boom.
Rant on, brother.
That's true. Psh. Boom. You're screwing up Nevada.
We're not screwing. But it wasn't about
not
me.
Not you necessarily. But,
okay. There was a California influx.
You have somebody who buys a house in 1950 in California.
Come
a little
on.
1,000
Come
square
on.
Foot house for $50,000. They sell it in 1990
I'm not
for
the one who said the
$100,000.
Look,
and they take their $750,000 profit. They buy a monster house in Vegas.
I didn't set
the
prices.
And they start voting for higher taxes.
Here. Oh, man. Okay, so we bought a house in October of 2013. And we watched it.
13.
13.
3.
2003. And so we watched it get built. And then we took possession in April of 2004. And
we're going to
rip through the other stuff.
Okay.
And then and then we realized we have just entered the Wild West. It was literally the Wild West up in that area, the Aliante, the 12 o'clock area. There wasn't much going on.
No.
It was pretty
Cool Hand Luke-ish.
That's not Clue
Hand. I don't know. I'm just saying.
That's Clint Eastwood.
I know it's Clint Eastwood.
God, I just want somebody to be my buddy. So we're like, okay, there's two things we have to do. We have to have a pool. It's 1,000 degrees out here. Yep. Got to get a pool. So we went out and got a pool, and we're like, okay, could you build the pool? Now, we weren't living here when we had him build the pool. So I had a webcam set in my house, pointing out to my backyard. I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch the guy do the webcam. How fun is this? Right, so they bring in these little baby...
Bobcats. They bring in the Bobcats.
They're about this big.
No, they're a little bigger.
Well, they're this big. So they come in. They're small enough to fit through a gate.
Right.
Right, between, because there's basically 5 feet between houses here.
Well, a lot of times they have to tear down part of your wall to be able to get in.
And they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let's not talk about that because the neighbors were still pissed off.
Well, that's what they do.
That's another thing. So they bobcat. So I've got my little thing. I'm like, oh, come on, we're going to be watching this. So they start digging. And then they hit what's called caliche.
Yep. Rock.
Caliche is God's concrete.
Yes, it is very tough stuff.
There is no question about that, by the way. And I mean it. So there, I'm watching this on my webcam in California. I'm like,
yeah, it's like,
and people are like going, shh.
It's a bucket on a chalkboard.
They're doing all this and they're moving around. I'm like, oh, that, you know what? The body language seems a little problematic to me.
Right.
So I get a call. Hey, Mr. Whitney, here's a problem. We hit caliche.
What's caliche?
What's caliche? They didn't say it's God's concrete. They should have, because but basically it's blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. We can't get through it. I said, well, okay, well, how do you solve that problem? Well, we can get a bigger backhoe in there, but the problem is, you know, most HOAs have a problem bringing in the big backhoe. I said, screw that. Bring it over just lift it over the back of our wall and just drop it in there. Okay. So they did. So they dropped in this huge backhoe.
Right.
Awesome. So I watched them on my webcam and they went, the whole house is shaking. I'm like, oh my God, what? House is shaking. Neighbors are like, oh, we got night. People are like, oh, you're not supposed to have. 15 minutes later, that hole was dug.
Right. They're done.
We're done. Like, okay, great. So they build the pool, and I'm like, okay, this is pretty exciting. I got a pool. And I noticed, because I'm smart that way, there was a 200 gallon a day leak in my pool, which is not a feature.
No, not at all.
Not a feature.
And an expensive one as well.
Yep. So I'm like, hey, fellas, we got a little problem. Oh, we had two problems. We had a 200 gallon a day leak, and I had a crack within a month on my, you know, on the plaster. I'm like, hey, how about we fix the crack? And maybe we should finish that leak problem. Okay, so they finished the crack, no problem. Leak. They brought in, they drained and brought open, drained, and they checked and they pressurized and they couldn't find the leak. 200 gallons a day, months. I'm like, this is, you know, come on, fellas, let's get it done. Finally, they bring in the expert. Good idea.
Who's the expert?
I don't know. It was like Bill. It was like an all scrap.
Bill, the water expert.
Bill guy with an ink hypodermic needle thing. I'm like, all right, well, so you know those cans? You've got a can.
Now your wife is on the chat, just so you know.
Hello. So you know those cans that you have on the deck, where, you know, one goes for the skimmer and one is for the drain.
Right.
So they put the thing in the skimmer and the ink does what it's supposed to do. And they put the ink in the can for the drain and it should go down, but it goes to the right. And the expert's like, you got a leak right here. I'm like, okay. That's the problem. What happened? Well, I don't know, but you've got a leak right there. And I said, okay, well, let's fix it. So they plugged it up, and I said, okay, here's my problem. This has been going on for 2 months. I don't know what the hell is going on underneath my deck, but there's 200 gallons times 60. That's at least 50 gallons underneath my deck. I'm afraid it's going to collapse my deck. You need to cover my deck. Okay. They're like, nope. I'm like, I think you probably should.
They said, nope.
I said, okay, here's how we might want to do this. I just started a little online broadcasting thing, and we're going to talk about this. But here's the best part. I took a lot of pictures of them building, because it's fascinating. And guess what? I took a picture of that can and these little things that were supposed to come out, and the one pipe that they didn't plug, I actually have a picture of that. So they basically had a plug that went into dirt. I mean, it was just a pipe to dirt.
Right, right, right.
So I said, hey, that might be a problem. And they're like, yeah, we'll go ahead and cover your deck.
There you go.
Yeah, that was the first thing. The second thing is, in an HOA, you have to have landscaping.
Right.
It's part of the HOA deal. So we're like, okay.
In your backyard?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Who's investigating that?
Have you ever talked to an HOA company?
I have an HOA.
They're everywhere.
I know.
They're like spy versus spies.
Actually. They're crazy bastards.
They're everywhere. I agree, yeah. I don't trust HOAs. So I'm like, okay. So we went and hired a landscaper. He looked like a nice guy. I'm like, okay, we want to do this. He's like, sure, $1,800 deposit, and we'll get started. Sounds great. Check, $1,800.
Gone. Never see him again.
Gone. I'm like, what? What is happening here? I've got to pull things. I'm like, well, I'm kind of freaking out. I'm like, what is happening? So I'm like, hey, let me check this guy out. Which I probably should have done beforehand. In the beginning. Today's
because
lesson,
the internet did exist.
Yeah, I know they didn't have it back there when you were there.
They didn't have Angie's List.
So I looked it up, and I'm like, this guy is a bad guy.
Right.
So I looked up his website, and it said, this website's up for renewal. I'm like, huh.
Okay.
So I took it.
Nice. You took it from him.
Yep.
Okay.
So I went onto the contractor's board or whatever you call that, and they were like, oh, yeah, he's got this violation and this violation, and I've got my story. So his whole new website, designed by me,
awesome,
was basically all the crap that this guy did. So I'm like, there you go. I may not get my money, but you're never going to work again.
In Vegas.
2 days later, I get this. Huh.
Mr. Scott.
Wonder who that might be. So I check out we open up the door, and it's, we'll call him Bill. It was Bill's dad.
Okay.
Hey, Bill's dad, what's going on? He handed me a cashier's check for $1,800.
Say, what happened to you?
Because
I wanted to buy shrubs.
Because I'm wondering if you might be able to stop that website.
Yep. Not for $1,800.
Well, no, that's how much I gave him.
It's going to cost you twice as much.
Yeah, I'm a reasonable guy. I just wanted my money back. So that was, you know, the major.
What's it worth to you to stop it? Huh? Here's my $1,800. Now let's talk about.
See,
what
I'm a
it's
reasonable
worth.
Guy, Brett. You're
not a smart guy.
Oh. I'm not mean. I'm friendly. Yeah. So those two things happened. We actually started the Living in Las Vegas podcast, this little podcast here, because of those kind of stories. So what's great about Las Vegas? Oh man,
you got no chance. We're the weather.
Yeah,
we'll do.
Well, so maybe we miss it this time. Right. So best, my favorite part.
Maybe we just cut
weather.
Off the recording at 1 hour for the
no,
radio
I'm not
show.
Do that. That's not how we work.
All right.
Just stop yelling at me. Favorite part, weather. Here's my least favorite part about Las Vegas.
Ooh. All right.
They're about 5 years behind from a technology standpoint. And this is pretty consistent. True story. When I started, when I came here in 2005, 2006, I started Podworks and I started doing podcasting, and all my customers were Bay Area guys, had started the Living in Las Vegas podcast. You know, this was a big time in Las Vegas. We had lots of people watching. We literally motivated people to move to Las Vegas.
Right.
It was happening. Many of our friends today are still people who listened to us back in 2006, 2007. So I went to a couple of the big properties here, the MGMs and the whatever. And I'm like, hey, you know, this podcasting thing, I think is pretty big. How about doing it? And they both said, and I am not kidding you, they're like, our customers are not sophisticated enough. They use sophisticated enough to be able to understand this podcasting thing. I'm like, wait a minute. They're already listening to this. It's happening. Right. Now, not going to happen. So they went off and did podcasts, and they were horrible. And the second thing is there is a lack of professionalism here that is biblical.
No doubt.
Biblical.
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons why.
I can't wait to hear this.
Well, number one, the vast majority of the people who live in Las Vegas aren't from Las Vegas. So I think the right. biggest factor of the Las Vegas, there's no tie to community in Las Vegas.
But that's not a... But
it happens. But here's the thing.
But that's a,
everybody's got a backstory. Everybody's got their own angle to work.
Yeah.
You know, well, we draw the most shady characters possible. Because Vegas is a place where some people come for their last stand. People come for a fresh start. They come here to hide from their past. My biggest thing about dislike about Las Vegas is Summerlin Softy Syndrome.
What's
we'll
that?
Call it the SSS. The pussification of the children of Summerlin. How dare you talk to Joey that way?
Yeah, right.
You know, we're playing a sport. We're whatever. Right. Joey couldn't have possibly flunked that test. but I had dance class last night. That's why I didn't do my homework.
Right. Oh, really?
I had baseball practice.
See, I don't relate to that at all.
This is the kind of... Okay, if you go back to when we were kids...
Yeah.
Okay, your parents...
Did you get spanked?
Yeah, but your parents more than likely supported what happened at school. If the teacher said Scott was a little shit...
I'm the wrong guy to ask that.
Okay, but mom and dad believe
the
teacher,
right?
I'm the
wrong guy to ask
that.
No? Ask me how much homework I did in high school.
All right, none.
Literally zero.
All right, well, me too. But this was like the point.
Which is why I had a grade point average of 2.5.
It's higher than mine. But...
Really?
Yes.
We had that SAT talk.
Yes, we did.
I believed it was an option, and I went in the Air Force because it was such an option.
We're not allowed to talk about my matriculation at all in my house.
Matriculation? Attaboy.
But yet I graduated from college in 4 years.
You did, with a bunch of Effingham people.
I did.
Okay.
A bunch of people that your wife went to high school with.
I know.
That's the amazing thing about it. I mean, that's people.
Let me finish my point.
What are we
talking
about?
So, professionalism.
I agree.
Especially in my business, you know, the video business, the Vegas Video Network stuff, the co-op stuff. Man, I get all kinds of people who are, they walk in here and you can tell right away, man, these folks are delusional. Oh, hey, and by the way, here's a thought. If you make an appointment,
keep it.
Keep the fucking appointment. Show up. I'm going to be there at Wednesday on 3. Cool. You know how many people I've had to call and say, hey, Bill, I had you for a Wednesday at 3. Are we still on? It's 3:30.
Right.
Which is me saying, hey, Bill, you douchebag, how about you show up on time? Oh, I completely forgot. Yeah. How's the business going, Bill? Oh, man, it makes me so angry.
So you've done this to me like every 2 weeks. Brett, are we on for today?
Well, that's a different situation, Brett.
It is, I know.
Okay.
But we do that.
Not much different.
But when I do show up, I am always on time.
You're always on time.
I am on time.
Yeah, okay. So
I'm very prompt.
Here's the last question for this segment, and we're going to take a break. And we've got plenty of time. If you had to do it again, would you move to Las Vegas?
Well, that's a tough one because, you know, the hardest thing for us, if I go back with all the stuff I know now versus... the things I didn't know then, probably, maybe, not sure.
Really?
It's questionable.
Really?
I mean, I love the Midwest. I love being around. Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough one.
What was the negative? I didn't really hear
Well, the negative was, I mean, unfortunately, I
didn't hear a big negative.
We've dealt with a lot of illness in my family. So not having family close has been very hard on all of us.
So it's more of a family thing as opposed to the technology around you to take care of the illness?
It's more of a family thing.
Because you know, we talked about talking about that.
When you go to when you come to Vegas, they said you talk about the schools. They also talked about the medical part of it. And when somebody finds out they're sick, the first place they go is McCarran Airport.
That's a huge.
It's a huge thing.
Okay. That's
We've been very blessed from the standpoint of.
I have a good friend who's in that world.
We've had wonderful doctors, yeah. and I can't stress that enough. My son was sick. At birth, had surgery at 7 days old, and we met a cardiologist. And on day three of his life, I knew more about the heart than I ever wanted to know.
Really?
And he's now a great personal friend to the family.
Oh, that's
my
nice.
Doctor with my cancer stuff has become a friend and somebody I trust dearly, I should say. And those relationships are not normal doctor relationships.
And most people don't know that you have been dealing with that.
Yeah.
We've talked about maybe talking about that at some point on this show.
Yeah, we will.
Not today. I'm kidding.
I'd be happy to talk about it. But
no, I actually think we should because I think it's an interesting story. I think it's not an easy story.
Yeah.
I actually think you're one of the most amazing cats I know.
Thank you.
I'm not bullshitting you. And I'm not taking that out.
Thank you very much.
It's pretty impressive. But we'll talk about that because, I talked about that with my mom. She had pancreatic cancer. Mm-hmm. And we talked about that whole experience here in Las Vegas and what you can and can't do with doctors. And
right.
And it was interesting. It was actually one of the most responded to shows that we did. But so other than that, because of the family issue.
Right. I mean, from a business, from a professional standpoint, for me, my goal when I got out of college was I'm going to either work at a specific radio station in St. Louis, which is KMOX 1120, which is one of the blowtorch AM radio stations in the country.
Blowtorch.
50,000 watt blowtorch. You can hear it from the Rocky Mountains to the Carolinas. That's how big of a signal it was. So that was, okay.
Hello.
Or I was going to own a radio station by the time I was 35. That was my goal. I was 22 when I graduated from college. And it was, I'm going to either work at KMOX by the time I'm 35, or I'm going to own a radio station. And I accomplished the goal of owning a radio station when I was 33. Boom. So like, boom. So then that's why we were here. That's why we stayed. That's why we're here.
Mm.
So that part of it has been fine. Now, there's certainly been times, there's been plenty of years, especially early in our marriage, where my wife made a lot more money than I did.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Right.
And
she's nothing wrong with that.
No. Love you. I like sitting around doing nothing.
I don't, they don't let me do that.
No. But that was the part that was interesting in that regard.
Are you going to move?
No.
I'm a little worried.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
I've worked really hard finding
Next year, my sons will be graduating from high school, and they'll
They're juniors now.
So a year from now, they'll be off.
And then what? Because we left California when our kids graduated high school.
Yeah.
Now, so you might leave.
I don't know. My wife might want to have an apartment across the street from one of the boys. I have no idea.
Oh, Scott, we can do some other business stuff. Oh, yeah. Sure, Brett. Yeah. Sure, Brett. Okay, great. All right, so basically,
I have no plans.
You're 50-50.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
Okay.
I don't dislike Las Vegas, don't get me wrong. I don't. I enjoy my life here.
Do you have a lot of friends
here? I have a ton of friends. I have a variety of. The cool thing is for me, and this is one of the reasons why I like Facebook as much as I do, I've got great friends in the business community, friends that I'm associated with Rotary. Friends that I've coached their kids in sports, baseball specifically, and I hang around and see all those people. So yes, I think I have a great array of friends that I would miss dearly. There's no doubt about that.
I have a smaller circle of friends, but that's interesting. I think men tend to have smaller groups of friends than women do. I think Melissa would like more of the same level of friends that she had in California.
Right.
I think that's her biggest. Thing that probably makes her unhappy about Las Vegas is just that she hasn't, found. She's starting to, meet some. We've got some really. God, it's really close.
There's some reasons why I believe this. It's tough because number one, you get close to somebody, and a lot of people move out of Las Vegas. So you get close to somebody, and they move.
That's happened.
Okay. Yeah. The other part is, let's say you grow up in Los Angeles or San Francisco or pick Denver. You've got specific things that you have in common.
Yeah.
The Broncos.
Right.
I'm the Dodger fan. I'm a Giant fan.
Right.
In Las Vegas, you have all those fans plus the Yankees and the Raiders and the Cardinals so there's no common sense. Right. Nobody went to the same high school. So there's all you're from so and so.
Right.
Nobody. You're
it's
from
hard
where?
To find
you're
a
from
local,
Hackensack, New
a local
Jersey.
Local here.
I grew up in Portland. We have nothing
right.
in common.
Right.
You're an East Coast snob. I'm a West Coaster. We got nothing in common. You get a lot of that, and that's the hard thing. I mean, how many? You've lived in this neighborhood for how long?
We just moved here.
Okay, how long have you lived here, though?
We moved here in September of last year.
How many neighbors do you know, talk to,
one,
associate
two,
with?
One, two, three.
Okay, I've lived in the same neighborhood since 2001.
Ask me our first neighborhood.
First here. Neighborhood.
One, two, three.
Okay.
Actually, one, we were good friends with one couple there who are still our friends.
We're not good friends with anybody in the neighborhood. We're
not good friends. Yeah. Well,
I wave at Joe down the street, but that's about it.
All right. So we're good friends with one couple in our previous neighborhood. We just moved here for fuck's sake. So we're just here. But it's a much smaller community. It's 20 houses versus 174 houses.
Right.
It's a little bit different. But I'm actually, we weren't friends with the people who lived next to us in California either.
Right, but it's also the fakeness of Las Vegas, which is, when you moved here, right at the height, you've got people in monster houses with no furniture.
Yeah.
The status stuff. Yeah. Driving around Las Vegas. I remember I lived in Chicago for 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah.
A town of 9 million people, right?
Right.
Or whatever it is. About 9 million.
What, here?
Chicago.
Yeah, right.
I never saw as many big, beautiful monster houses as I saw in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much money flowing through, but a lot of it is...
Well, it's fake money, though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you have the, you have that fake factor that, to me, is the shallowness of Las Vegas.
My argument is this, that, so I am friends with a lot of folks in the entertainment world.
Right.
It's the most false sense of richness I've ever seen. They're on the red carpet and they're getting their free drinks and they're in the VIP tables and these people can barely pay their rent.
Right.
And it really creates a weird sense of who you are in that environment. That's actually part of the BS nonsense that I was talking about before.
Right.
People who are bullshitting about, I can do this and my vision is this and we're going to do this. I'm going to create a website and people are going to pay me $20 a month. Wait a minute. You realize I only pay $7 for Netflix and I love Netflix and you want $20 for what? Oh, come on. You guys got to think this through.
Do you want some more
money?
That's
the deal. Yes, sweetheart. All right. So overall, Brett is hates Las Vegas.
No, he doesn't.
And I love Las Vegas. What's the name of this show? Living in Las Vegas.
It should be Loving in Las Vegas. Living in Las Vegas.
All right.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast.
This is Honey Jack Daniels.
What do you think of that, by the way? Do you like it?
Let me put the label the proper way.
Hold on.
It's Jack Daniels Honey. There it is.
Do you like it?
Honey. It's very good.
Yeah, damn tootin', it's very good.
It's very smooth. I will give it that.
You know whose fault that is?
Ted.
Pimpin' Wayne made that happen. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. By the way, this one features the most handsome of Brett Grant, Stemba.
Yes. Hi, and welcome to another edition of What's New. But today, instead of talking about the radio shopping show, we're going to talk about a unique opportunity available on KSHP Radio in partnership with the great folks at the Vegas Video Network. Have you ever thought about hosting your own show? Here's a chance for you, not just to be on the radio on AM 1400, but also to have a video podcast to go along with it that lives for a long time. Think of the three-pronged approach. You'll be on television. You'll be on the desktop and also on mobile, on a program that has a tremendous shelf life for advertisers. So if you ever thought about doing a show, let's say you're in real estate, a great chance for you to stand out above the crowd of the other 9 million real estate agents in Las Vegas. Maybe you're a sports fan. You're saying, I could do a sports show. Let's talk sports. Well, there's a chance for you to prove it. Or maybe you're just a business owner looking for a way to stand out above your competition. Hosting your own show is a great way for you to become the expert in your field without telling anybody you are the expert in your field. Let's talk about this. All you've got to do is show up, be prepared to talk about the items that you want to talk about. We'll handle everything else. The shows can be done at the KSHP studios or at the Vegas Video Network studios. And again, we handle everything. The rates are very affordable and the shows are syndicated on the Vegas Video Network as well. So give me a call directly at 902-2380. That's 702-902-2380 to discuss rates and available times. It's a great way for you to stand out above the competition. And when the average consumer is going to look to do business with somebody, they look to do business with the people they know and the people they trust. And that person's going to be you. So host your own radio show. Give me a call, 902-2380. That's 902-2380. And start hosting your show today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brad Grant, come on!
Now, the amazing thing about that is, how does he do that? That is zero script,
yep.
Zero teleprompter, yep. 100% ad-lib.
Did I give you any insight to that?
You helped, script? Yes. And I forgot most of the things you told me to say, and I'd say, crap, I forgot to say what Scott wanted me to say.
That was probably only, four or five takes?
Yeah, normally.
You're usually Mr. One Take.
Yes.
I'm usually pretty impressed. All right. We gotta roll through here real quick. First of all, hey, guess what? Las Vegas, political, it's a blood sport. Okay, here's the news. When we first moved here, let's call it 2005-ish, I've never seen so much political BS in my life. There were people going to jail, people going to court. It was all kinds of crazy. I'm like, you know what? I don't understand this. This mafia thing still seems to kind of be going on here. And then there was a guy... what was his name? Oh, yeah. Harry Reid. God bless his little...
Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry heart. And the truth is, Harry's decided, I'm out. And now, for a counterpoint, Brett Grant.
Thank God. You know, the funny thing about this is, look, okay, without telling you necessarily my political... leanings.
Right, because nobody figured that out for you based upon that response. By the
conservative.
Way, we're very similar.
Conservative. I was reading an article by a friend of mine. Now, actually, I want everybody to know this.
Harry.
Yeah, Warhouse Harry. A good friend of mine, a guy named Nolan Dalla, who is the public relations director for the World Series of Poker.
I read that
Nolan,
article.
I've known Nolan for a long time. We talk sports, we talk all kinds. He's a great guy. But Nolan is a socialist. And he'll tell you, he's a socialist.
Okay.
He is on the exact opposite end of the political spectrum as I am.
Right.
And I'm assuming you're close to me.
I am you.
And you were about a foot away.
Civil.
Okay, so Nolan wrote an article about how much he hated and said good riddance to Harry Reid.
It was a good article.
It was very good. It was coming from, we both don't like him for different reasons.
Yeah,
he doesn't like him because he's not a champion for progressive causes. He believes that Harry fakes it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And the only person that Harry's in the mood to serve or to benefit is Harry, which we both agree in that regard.
So he did one thing that I think was positive, and then we're going to go on to something else that's pretty fascinating, and that is this. He basically single-handedly saved City Center.
Okay. He might have. Yeah, that's a good point.
No, he kind of did. Okay. And that was pretty cool.
And people will say Yucca Mountain was squashed because of him, but I think Yucca Mountain, to me, would be no big deal. I don't have a problem with
Yucca
Mountain.
You're not afraid of having that nuclear
shit? No, I'm not, because you know what? Three Mile Island's been there forever, and other than 1979, what have we had a problem with?
But is it the same?
What if we have, here's my thing. Look, we have school problems. We have funding issues. We have all kinds of stuff. Okay, a good negotiator says, you know what, federal government? We're going to take that waste. Because we are a vast wasteland between Reno and Las Vegas. We've got a whole lot of land.
Can I just step in for a second?
Yes.
There's a good chance that we're going to create a political show just because of this intensity right there. Okay.
So here's my take on this, okay? So Yucca Mountain, where they're going to come and bring nuclear stuff, spent rods, that's spent rods, they call it.
Yes.
And they're going to bring them across the country. They're going to bring them to Las Vegas.
On a big van.
Or north of Las Vegas, not in Las Vegas, but they would probably have
miles,
to, they would probably have had to travel through Las Vegas by rail, by truck, whatever. I understand. Really? That. So here's my take.
But that's never been the
argument. You know what?
Traveling through Las Vegas, it's
the storage.
There's a problem in the storage. It's not the traveling.
What's the problem in the storage? Show me where the
shit goes wrong. That's going to be a problem. We're 90 miles away.
When has the crap gone wrong? There's more nuclear stuff in the northeast part of the country, and there's a whole hell of a lot more people living there.
Okay.
All right. Nobody's walking around with three heads and four arms. All right, there's no that
okay. Going on. Okay.
But here's my take.
Stop yelling.
If they were going to bring it and it was going to happen, then you make the best deal you can, not like we're doing with Iran. You make the best deal you can. You say, I want the best roads. I want the best schools. I want all this stuff to happen for the state of Nevada, and we'll be happy to house your stuff. You say, look, you want us? Here's what we want.
Okay, wait, hold on. This is so weird that I'm actually fighting the... Oh, God, I'm going to hell.
Okay.
Damn it. There you go. That's my look, take. You can't... You have to be careful to make sure that, you know, bad things don't happen to our city.
I agree.
I don't want nuclear waste to happen, but let's say close to me. Let's just go with that.
Okay, but... If you live in Pittsburgh and Three Mile Island explodes, you're going, hey, I'm in Pittsburgh.
No, I get that.
I'm screwed.
Let me ask you a question about this. Why is it that as a practice, I've never seen more crazy bastards in the political world than in Las Vegas? Maybe Chicago is the same.
Chicago's worse.
For instance, Chicago,
where the governors serve, and literally after they're done, they continue serving. They make your license plates.
We serve here. Then we serve there.
I'm Rod Blagojevich. Right. What would you like on your license plate, sir?
He was a crazy bastard.
They all are.
Well.
They all are.
All right. Wait, let me ask you this. Literally, I mean, you know this. You're a political guy. You're really into this. How has it not been the craziest city ever? Okay, John Ensign, right? So he was...
John Ensign, yes.
He was a senator. He was an up-and-comer. He was an up-and-comer.
Big time.
People thought that guy might be the president.
They did have some presidential aspirations, potentially.
And you look at the guy, you're like, it's a good looking guy. He's got the part on the side. Fell off, you know. He's well spoken. He's kind of an articulate cat. He says the right things. He's a Republican, which means he's going to heaven. And you're like, okay, all right, this is a guy. And the next thing you know, he had an affair with, I don't know, somebody.
A lot of people.
Bill, Julie, whatever. I don't even know.
I think it was a woman.
Way to go, John. Attaboy. Way to go to play the right team. And so he does that, and then he's gone. You know what he does now?
No.
You don't know.
I don't know what he does now. What does he do now?
So I want you to drive your car, or your bike. It doesn't really matter at this point. Drive your vehicle to the corner of Fort Apache and Charleston.
He works at Fabulous Freddy's Car Wash?
Yes. Life's been hard for John. Well,
that's Fort Apache.
How about look at the northeast corner?
All right, I don't live very far from there. The northeast corner, there's a MJ Christensen Jewelers.
And then above that used to be a great restaurant, one of the best restaurants ever. And now, do you know what's there now?
It's a veterinarian place.
Do you know who owns that?
Apparently he does.
He does.
He's a vet.
He's a vet. It's his thing.
I did not know that.
Are vets doctors?
Yeah.
He's Dr. John.
Dr.
John, bring your dog in. Your dog who ate all that stuff.
I did not know that.
And who wanted to poop out all those bones.
Right.
Dr. John could have helped him. That's what's going on.
I've actually met him a couple of times.
Have you really?
I know members of his family.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well,
yeah.
My God. I love that. Exactly. All right. So here's what I say. If you want to be a political animal, hey, don't come here.
Animal or analyst?
Animal. A political animal.
Animal.
Don't do it. You know what? I'm just... Don't touch anything. It's like drinking with a girl.
What do you want?
I don't know. Just do... Okay, what hey, this is Have a Drink on Me. Is your wife on?
Is she what?
Is she on the show?
Melissa's asking me if somebody's having a birthday sometime soon.
That's a great question. I have no answer.
The answer is yes, me.
Really, when's your birthday?
April 14th. I signed my taxes. I blew out the birthday cake, candles, and off we go. Unfortunately, I have to write a check, but that's beside the point.
That's not unfortunate. I know. Everybody's like, I got a refund. I'm like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, you paid.
You don't want a refund because it's 0%. What do you? I pay thousands of dollars. You know
do
what
you
I do?
You pay quarterly taxes.
Let's have that talk today. God.
Okay. Just say yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Jesus. Hey, have a drink on me. Here's how this show works. Poorly, apparently. But here's how it works. We're going to talk about a place that I've been to. It's going to be a lovely place. We'll call it a bar. I'm going to show you a picture. We're going to give you three hints about it. And if you know what the bar is, you're going to send an email to this email right there. Have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. Again, have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. Hey, what can you win, Scott, if you get the right answer, and you're picked from the Super Magic Hat. Well, that's a great question, Bill. Good goal. A couple things. First, well, you can have a drink on me. I really don't know anybody better to have a drink with than me. That's not what I want, Scott. Well, go to hell. But you can also have this. You can get a Gajazzathon CD.
Is this original music from you?
Yes, I wrote this. This is called Gin and Tonic from the Gajazzathon CD. Let's say you like Christmas music. Kumbaya, my lord.
The Little Drummer Boy.
Which is on here. That's on CD number...
I don't think Kumbaya is a Christmas song.
CD number one has got the Little Drummer Boy. Wow. Or, wait a minute. That was harsh. Maybe you want the Vegas Video Network visor. This is a hard thing.
That
wait a minute.
Is what's a good looking thing.
What's it look like on somebody? Well, it looks like that.
There you go. That's Don Grant, father of moi.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I want to give a shout out to my dad who had a little procedure last week. He's doing well.
How's he doing?
He's doing very well.
Is he okay?
He's doing well. Yeah, he had to have a little heart stent put in.
Was he watching our show during that?
He watched it before he went in. So I'm sure tomorrow he'll watch this.
And then he'll go. He'll call you back and go, he's good to go. Hey, Brett, what the hell? Am I looking at his ass again? God,
don't handle criticism. You realize that, don't you?
That's hurtful.
You're a little bit of a diva.
I'm a, you know what?
A little bit.
I'm a sensitive flower.
Yeah.
I'm a flower.
Diva.
I'm a sensitive flower.
See, look, the microphone's on you. I'm talking.
I'm a sensitive flower.
Diva. Diva.
Diva. Okay, all right, here we go. All right, so let's take a look at what we did last week on Have a Drink on Me. This was the, there it is. Look at, oh, that's great.
Jackie loves me now, by the way.
Oh, now she loves you.
Because I'm making fun of you.
That's not great. Okay. Yeah. So this is the one we did last week. This is the property. The hints for this last week was it was on the strip. It's a rum and cigar place. And the probably the best hint was it's on the strip. So... We got, actually, we got more guesses than I thought, or correct guesses. We had about 13 or so. The funny part was the vast majority of the people who guessed were in that picture.
They're all there. That's funny.
Because that was a meetup that was epic. Okay, here we go.
All right.
So let's
have you told them what, the people what it is yet?
What? Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Fair enough. Good call. All right. So the answer is that is Rum Bar. At Mirage, everybody. Rumbar. Again, Rumbar. At Mirage. One of our favorite places, a great outside place. We had one person who wrote in, I should say, Lloyd. You know, he and his wife always go into, you know, together, two different ones. And he's right. Like, I didn't actually watch the show. but the wife told me, I'm like, that's called cheating. And we had a really crappy time at Rumbar. I'm like, well, what? It's, you know what? Stand up for your, you know, principles. All right. We've got people from Vegas, Uwe, who's oftentimes on the live chat. He's in there. We've got your Eric. Let me see. Airport. Oh, hell, my God. Right there. Airport Limbo.
He's there.
Eric's in right now, baby. All right. Lloyd, the cheater. We've got your Alan Perry, who's Arizona, who had a very
They're
nice
discussing
comment
how
about
they
you.
Cheated. I use Google in past show research.
All these people.
Way to go, Mike.
Marie Rogers. By the way, Marie Rogers was there that night. Her picture was there. And you know what? Here's the other best part about the Living in Las Vegas podcast. We helped Marie get a job.
Oh, very cool.
No kidding. All right, is there more? Yeah, there is, of course.
I mean, stripper jobs are available all over town.
Monica. Oh, that's, you know what? That's a good way to get people in trouble. Monica Ooh. Butter. And then we've got, I should probably not
just
fold
up a,
it right
I just
across.
Pulled up a website that just
Steve I,
website.
Of course. We've got Mike Q, who's in the live chat. If you're not in the live chat, you don't even understand half the show play. Christina V, one of the nicest people in the world, who's having babies, which makes me unhappy. Victoria Canada, we've got yourself, your Kim Truman. We've got Don, the wife who cheats. And, of course, we've got your Jackie Davidson.
Don, the wife that cheats. What?
Well, Don and,
oh, and the wife that
Lloyd,
cheats.
Right.
I got you.
Jackie Davidson, who's in the live chat. And here's something that you all should know. Stuart P., who's from Russia. Stuart cannot be allowed in.
Because he already won.
He won yesterday.
Last week.
Hey, Scott.
Yesterday.
Last week. Scott, what did he ask for? Well.
Scott. What did he ask for?
Well, you know, thanks, Brett. Good call on the rehearsal. The what did he ask for? Did he ask for the drink with you? No, he's hanging out with you before. He doesn't want to have a drink with you. Would he like that Vegas visor? No, we've seen it on better people. No, instead, what he asked for was the actual CD.
That's cool.
See that? That's the package I'm actually going to send to you in Russia, right there. You can see that I'm seriously going to mail this out to Stuart. Exactly when that's going to go out, because getting to Russia is about $400,000. He actually has
a good point.
All right, so Stuart doesn't get to play.
Stop playing, Stuart.
Stop.
Is that the deal? He can't play anymore?
Well, he can play in 2 weeks from now. Okay. All right, so here we go. Oh,
Thursday.
We're mixing it up. We're mixing it up. Get on in there, yo.
All right, I'm getting in there.
And the winner
is
of this Have one. A Drink on Me.
I have a winner. One in my hand.
What do we got?
You always fold them in the oddest.
Yeah, no, I actually was thinking about that today. I got to stop folding.
Let me pick another one. Hang on.
What? Wait, who is that?
I don't want her to win.
Well, who is it?
It's Jackie.
Oh.
Congratulations, Jackie.
Jackie Davidson is the big winner. Oh, my God. Let's see if it's true.
Is that not Jackie?
It is true. Okay. You can't.
She's like, oh my God, I never win anything.
All right.
I'll put it over there in the.
She's winning.
Winners.
Yeah, she gives the
you know what? Hey, you know, the question is what
3 weeks,
Jackie, does Jackie win? Well, that's not the one.
Tell her, Don Pardo.
Jackie wins an amazing drink with your buddy Scott. Or she can win a couple of these great CDs. Or perhaps she wants a Vegas Video Network visor. Everybody, a big hand for Jackie.
What do you want, Jackie? Jackie is live chatting with us, by the way, which she always does.
Jackie is in the live chat. Jackie calls herself the queen of the live chat. You know why?
Because
she is. You know, we're not messing with Jackie.
I would think that would be your wife, but she was no longer. Oh, she wants to drink
with
me.
Oh, she wants drinks with Brett.
She says, fuck you, Scott. I want to drink with Brett.
Two things that was funny there. Huck you, which we're not going to beep that out, but nobody knows what that means. And great, you just saved me $25 because she goes to really fancy places.
Oh.
So you're screwed. Yay! Okay.
I've got comps, girl.
You don't have comps like she has comps, just so you know. All right, here we go. Let's look at this upcoming, the new Have a Drink on Me.
Yes. Oh, I already know that one.
So you say you do.
I do. I know I do.
Okay.
Do you have many hints? Sure. Okay. Downtown.
Yeah.
Does that help?
Jesus Christ.
Well, you said last week.
Yeah, yeah, right. There you go. Okay. All right. So hint number one, it's downtown. Hint number two, it's not Fremont East downtown, which apparently is where all the cool kids go.
Tomahawk said no.
Hey, I didn't say it. Tomahawk did, and he cannot be trusted, right? Downtown, not Fremont East downtown. And here's the third hint. This is one of the few bars that the bartenders will ask you to buy them a drink, and they'll drink it.
That's true.
That is true. What do you do?
As you're looking on the wall there behind the girls dancing,
yep.
Those are...
Bras.
Undergarments.
Or bras.
Some, not just bras.
Panties?
Well. Yeah, there's stuff on the wall there.
Okay. Yeah. Brett, what do you do if you want to play along? Well, you send an email
to have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Where?
Yes, have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Go. Do it. Make it happen. Don't be afraid. You know, some people are nervous. They're like, you know what? I can't win. Yes, you can.
If Jackie can win,
anybody can win. I just got to make sure Brett saw his picture on there. He's like,
oh, I didn't see it.
I know you didn't see it.
No,
hold on.
I didn't.
Here it is.
You
here
made
is.
Me pour you a drink.
Here's Brett. Here's Brett. See him? Right there. Hold on.
Oh, very cool.
There you go.
That was a nice picture of me giggling.
So that was our rehearsal. that's what this says. I go, Brett, ha ha ha. Now listen again. Let me just say something. Having your own stuff is awesome.
It is, yes.
Ted brings up a good point. That song was written by, well, it was originally created by yours truly, the tune. It went something like this. Let me see if I've got it. Nope. It went like this. Nope. It went like this. Yeah. So doesn't that listener, is it down in the little listener email? And Dave Ivey, who was, you know, the pub crawl guy, he's like, right, that's pretty lame. Let's do this. So he wins.
As well he should.
I hate that guy.
Rocker versus wuss.
I have a drum set over there.
I know you do, and you're very good.
Oh, you suck. All right.
Next week, we got to talk about this. I want to know your musical influences. You have to let me know these things.
I don't want to talk to you anymore. So, listener, okay, so here's how it works. Scott reads the boys, and Brett reads the girls. I'm going to start.
Well, somebody already knew that. Brett reads the girls.
Yeah, because okay, they're actually listening.
Is that
to the
what
show.
It said? Because I was pouring your drink. I missed the whole
thing. It's you know what? Here's some people who listen to the show, people who are watching it live. Here's some people who don't.
The
Brett.
Host.
Brett.
When did you tell me I was reading the girls?
Hold on. Stand by. Well, I can't.
I was
I can't
pouring
play
you
that.
A drink. Well, that's why I wasn't paying attention.
I don't want to hear the whole thing.
Okay.
Scott reads the boys and Brett reads the girls.
Okay.
I put a lot of post-production to make that work.
God, Melissa's yelling at me.
Melissa used to read it. Yes, I know she used to read it. Jesus, age criminalities.
I'm sorry. I have to ask, is it Malia? Is that who it is? Who is
Malia
that?
Cannot be trusted. Right. I might say.
Okay. Hi, Malia. How you doing? Well, are you going to give me the girls?
Well, I'm going to read them off, and I'll get them to you when I get to you, because right now, you're just really untrustworthy. Okay, here we go.
She just called you a
pussy.
Exactly.
Wow. You know what? And you can tell she's smart because she put spaces there. Otherwise, the
pussy
live chat would have...
Pussy cat, I love you.
Yeah. Okay, first one. This is from Ted. And I just thought this was really kind of a nice email, and I wanted you to, feel good, given all that you've done so far.
Okay.
By the way, last episode was really in the groove, which is great for only three episodes. Chat was back in the groove as well. Here's the great line. I don't know if you caught this, but Mike from Portland,
right,
who's in the live chat right now,
yes,
actually said that he won't move to the night shift with his work because he misses the live show. That
Very
is some
cool.
serious praise.
Excellent.
That's what he would
Very
have
cool.
to yeah.
Bum, 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 bum. It is. That's true. Access Vegas, you are correct.
All right. Let's go ahead and do one for you.
Right. Oh, that wasn't for me.
Well, that was me. That was just you. A comment. That
very
was,
nice.
You know, that's
you.
Just very nice. We're happy
we're
to be back.
We're rocking and rolling.
We're happy to be back.
Mike says Tuesday is a sin day.
Right. And then Melissa. Mike is so nice. I've seen Mike naked. Man, he's hung like a horse. Okay, so here we go.
You mean a light switch?
Nope. I say I'm hung like a chiclet. How are you doing on time? Pretty close?
Time?
We're 122. Wow.
We're
that worked
close.
Out
we're
well.
We're going to 137 again.
This email, yes, is from Christina.
Christina.
Yes.
Hi, Scott and Brett. Thank you, first of all, Christina, for not calling me Brent. And spelling
Does
my name properly yeah. every day. No, I'm not kidding. It's literally every day somebody
Brent.
Calls me Brent.
Really?
Or they spell my... Actually, since my last name is Grant, I get a lot of, hi, Grant.
You know what I get? Chris.
Scott
A lot
Whitty.
Of people call me Chris.
Chris. How does that happen?
Do I look like a Chris? What's a Chris look like?
I think somebody thinks you look like a Poussey. So I don't know. Wanted to mention.
You know what's fascinating about this whole thing is I gave him some like warm things, and I opened up with the emails, how great you are, and he called me a name. Okay, that's right. That's great. All right,
Going. Wanted to mention that the Sugar Factory is relocating to the new bazaar in front of Bally's.
This is huge. We're going to have to go there, as in you. Right. I'm very busy. I'm
she
a very
says,
important
Brad
guy.
And I were there. Brad and I were there a couple of weeks ago to check it out. The new area and saw the space. The new bazaar, by the way, are the shops in front
Bally's.
Of Bally's.
Have you seen it?
No, because nobody ever walks into Bally's because they had the worst entranceway of any major hotel in the Strip.
Rough.
Horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, a little rough.
So the corner of Flamingo and Las Vegas Boulevard across from Giada's.
Yeah.
And the Cromwell. Can we get a more foofy name than the Cromwell?
Cromwell's killing it.
I know, but
they're killing it. Have you been in there?
No, the Barbary Coast.
Ah,
come on, give me the Barbary Coast.
Have you been to Cromwell? Yes or no?
No.
Go.
I will.
Very impressive.
All right.
You can't get into Giada's. Nobody can get into Giada's.
I know. I called for a reservation. They said,
by the way, you know who can get in?
2015?
Jackie can get in there.
Jackie, that's where we're going to go for a cocktail then. All right.
Take her to the most expensive place.
So it should still have a Strip view, but the space looks much smaller than the one.
I do want to go by there and see what's going on because I've heard. Like,
she has a question for Brett. That's me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How? There you go. How much was the whole wine making experience? I know some people who would really enjoy that. Keep up the good work, Christina. Thank you, Christina. The wine making part, again, 20 cases of wine. 12 bottles to the case.
That's not 20 cases that you're seeing on the screen.
That's a barrel. A barrel makes 20 cases. So one barrel makes 20 cases. We did a barrel. What we did was we split it with a group of five people. The total cost was around $2,300. Total cost. But we went in with a group, and each case of wine was about $140. So about $12. For 12, it's 144. Right?
When you
12
were,
times 12 is 144.
When you were
That's
buying,
about what a case was.
When you were buying, did you ever think, we should bring the Whitneys in?
No. But now I will in the future. Honestly, this group, I was the one invited into this group. I didn't create the group. Mm. So I was the last guy invited in.
All right.
But now we're talking about doing a bottle of scotch, a barrel of scotch.
Okay, do the
Are you in for that?
Yeah. No. By the way,
are you in there, honey?
I think the big hand for Maya, who's figured out how to swear in the live chat without having it blasted out. Well done.
That's good. Very well done.
Okay. All right. Here's my email from John. John says, "Hey, I've been doing a little prep, pre-trip. I'm sorry, homework for on Vegas. Stand by.
Are you speaking English?
Don't worry about me.
Okay.
I'm coming there next week." And what was supposed to be the last hurrah for a musician, blah, blah, blah. He lost his job, non-refundable ticket. I got a room, can't afford it. So I'm looking into street performers. And your blog came out. So if you do a search for street performers Las Vegas, I'm probably number one, number two.
Really?
Yeah.
Poor K.
Why? Because I did a blog post about that 3 years ago.
Okay.
And talked about how much money these guys were making. And they're, you know, some of them, like the Gene Simmons guys, the KISS guys on Fremont Street, they're bringing in real money. And some of these guys aren't doing shit. So I was thinking maybe I could make enough money to pay my room and party after. But I don't want to piss off the locals. By the way, smart. I'm already impressed. He's like, you know, I got to play the game. Maybe I could play with them, the locals. Maybe. Or the posers, camera posers at Fremont Street, or maybe even score a couple real gigs as a sideman and blah, blah, blah. I saw you were a musician some time ago. Thought might be interesting to steer me towards something that's good instead of canceling my big 500 ticket. Enjoy your ticket. Enjoy your website. Enjoy your Facebook stuff. Enjoy all your stuff. Right. Here's what I said. Okay. So here's the deal if you want to be a busker. That's what it's called
right. When
you're doing that kind of stuff. You and I have?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
You told me about this story. Oh, not about this guy, but this story.
That's nice.
Yeah.
What did I say? Well,
a busker. We were talking at the other studios.
Okay.
About Fremont Street in general.
Right. So here's the deal for busking in general. So I think that if you're a busker and you're a musician, your best bet actually is the Fremont Street experience for a variety of reasons. But you've got to be good. Look, if you're trying to, you know, play your guitar thing on in front of Bally's, for example,
yeah,
it's a hard play because it's open in the middle of everything, and it's just hard to kind of see what's going on. The good thing about Fremont Street, is, you know, the experience is that it's covered and it's you know, it's cool in the day and it's got that kind of an ambient audio thing. Mm-hmm. But if you're not good, you're going to suck at it. It's not going to play. So, look,
sucky.
You want to be on Fremont Street if you are capable. But here's the deal. If you want to come in from the outside and you want to play with locals, I think that's a tough play for you. I think the truth of the matter is, this is kind of a know-your-neighbor world. So there's a lot of musicians in Las Vegas. There's a boatload of them. They're everywhere. As a matter of fact, every time you hear a clock tick, another musician moved into Las Vegas.
Right, tick.
Many of them are, well, holy crap, there's another one. And a lot of them are very talented, but it's very niche-y. That's the other thing about Las Vegas, right? It's a very small, big town.
It's a very small town.
You gotta kind of know people to, you know, move out in the concentric circles of progress. So if you know people in Las Vegas and you're an entertainer, I know a guy right now who moved in here and he was affiliated with me in the beginning. Mm-hmm. He didn't know anybody. And what he did is he played the game.
Right.
And now he's doing very well for himself because he was just a nice guy. And he's, you know, he's a talented guy. Is he the best at what he does? Nope. But he knows what he's doing. You know, one of my favorite musicians ever here in Las Vegas is not the best. As a matter of fact, he shouldn't even be doing what he's doing.
Right.
But he's killing it because he plays the game. So you can't just walk in and go, hey, you know, I want to hang out with the local guys. That's not play. But you can busk if you know what you're doing. The real play is, if you want to be here for a long time, I think busking is a it's a crappy way to make a living, in my opinion. All right, next question. This one is for Brett. Uh-oh. The reason why this is going to you is not because it's from a guy, but because it has a female context to it.
How come there's no naked sushi restaurant in Las Vegas?
Who's that from?
Perhaps there is. This is from Stuart.
Stuart, the big winner.
Stuart, yes.
From Russia.
The Reshki.
Here's why.
Naked sushi, as in the name of the business, is naked sushi?
No. So what that is where you have sushi.
And it's Buck Naked. No. That's your porn name. Buck Naked. That was a George Costanza line on Steinbeck.
There is a, no, I don't know what to say. There is a, so no, so what happens, you have a naked person, male or female, I mean naked.
Okay.
Naked. And you put sushi on them.
Ah.
And then you eat it off of them.
That sounds rather interesting. Yeah. Why in the hell would I want to do that?
So besides...
In public. Okay, it's one thing to do it in private if you want to have some fun. Let's go down to the Mirage and eat off sushi off of naked people.
Besides the health issues...
Yeah, it's a little bit of an issue.
You know, if you were in, I don't know, Poughkeepsie, that's awesome. If you're
is
in...
Is it awesome in Poughkeepsie?
No, I mean...
Why is it awesome in Poughkeepsie?
Because it's Poughkeepsie. You're like, wait, we're going to put a naked person there and then we're going to... put food on them. And if I was in Poughkeepsie, I'd be like,
I think the fish went bad.
But let's say this. If I were in, I don't know, Las Vegas, where I can see any part of that combination, I don't think it plays out. And that is why that doesn't play out. Okay, so we're not gonna do that. We're not going to even do that kind of food anymore. All right. What time? How are we doing on time? We're about done?
We're an hour and 34 minutes-ish. Oh,
man, well, you didn't do a very good job in telling me when I was done, aren't we?
Well, you got mad at me when I tried to hurry you up on why you moved to Las Vegas.
All right, I'm sorry.
Because you got a little long-winded talking about Caliche.
I was the long-winded one. You know, we were about 35 minutes into it, and then it's like, oh, Scott, it's your turn. Also, no, we're halfway done, and it's my turn. Excellent.
True.
I want to thank everybody for
so much fun, though.
Playing along. We're having a good
time.
Keep
talking.
We had so much fun for everybody playing along, everybody. The live chat, by the way, the live chat is the coolest people in all of the world.
Because they are all over the world.
They are literally
all over the
world. All over the world. Hey, you know, if you want to check us out, and why wouldn't you? Here's a couple of things. If you have a question for us, you want to ask a question, boom, on our queue at livinginlv.com and an on air queue at livinginlv.com. Yeah, let's go with that one. Hey, wait a minute.
On-air questions.
Yeah. I want to hear my own voice.
It's JYD.
I want to hear my own voice. You see that little red tab on the side there? All you have to do is click that tab, and with your microphone, you can leave us...
What red tab? Over there.
Red doesn't see it.
Okay, because your head was in the way.
Oh, you can't have him. All right. So, I want to hear a voicemail. If you're listening right now, leave us a voicemail. We will put you on the air. Your whites will be whiter. Your brights will be brighter. And guess what? You'll also go where? To heaven. That's the truth. I'm not making it up. I wouldn't be allowed to do that. Hey, if you're watching us on iTunes, you should probably check us out and say, what are you laughing at?
They're already replacing me on April 14th of my birthday. They won't let me host on my birthday. So Jackie's making a play.
Are you guys working out? Are you out on
Jackie's
your, on
making
your birthday?
A play. I will be flying back into Las Vegas that afternoon, so I'm around.
Oh, I'll find somebody else.
I could be here. Mm. But if Jackie wants to do it that day.
Jackie's not here. Is she here?
She says I should do the show that night. And when is it?
Are you here, Jackie?
Are you going to be in town, Jackie? Is that an issue?
If you're here, I know what, I'll put you both together. It'll be a rumble.
and Melissa's telling me hopefully he doesn't do it. Thanks, Melissa.
Who are these people? All right, listen.
Okay, I understand what Melissa's saying.
If you're checking us
Jackie
out
says she will be.
On iTunes, I would like for you to give us a 5-star review. We are also on YouTube. We're on the KSHP. Not sure how that's going to go this week. 6 o'clock. That's the other great part. I said last week we'd be on at 6 o'clock. We were on at what time?
I don't know.
7 o'clock.
Was it 7?
Good call. That's okay. Right.
I told you we had a game. I know. This week we have a game at 7 o'clock. Oh. So you'll be on at 6.
Oh, that's great. But you're going to cut me off early?
Yeah, I have a game.
Wait. You got to. Well, don't do that. Wait. Stop.
What do you want me to do?
Wait, hold on. You're the manager. Let's talk about this.
I have a money-making venture at 7.
No, it's fine. It's cool.
Money! Changes everything. Play some Cyndi Lauper for me, please.
I don't. No, it's...
That's Money Changes Everything. The Cyndi Lauper version.
Let's go with Pink Floyd.
No.
Boom, bing-a-dong, boom, nah, boom.
Money!
What happens at 7? So we started at 6. We have an hour and 35 minutes in.
Dodger baseball on Friday night.
And then that goes on for 5 hours.
3.
And then you're going to play us right after that?
I prefer the Cyndi Lauper version of Money Changes Everything.
Any chance that we'll get played right after that?
After the game? Yeah. No, those guys are around too much. Too expensive.
No, after the game.
Instead of before the game?
No, after the game. Both.
Before and after? That means I got to have people there before.
Who's going to... What happens working. After the Dodgers? Oh, it's
I
not
I turn
automatic.
On the satellite and go home.
So what happens...
Otherwise, somebody's got to stay and play it.
Well, what happens... So is this automatic?
Well, if
after
if
the Dodgers game.
Right. Goes to what they call automation.
Who gets that? Oh, it's the Sports Nation thing, right?
Yeah. Sports Byline, USA. All right. Jackie and I are going to host the show. You've been fired. Jackie and I are going to host the show.
So I have an hour and a half show. What's going to happen? What am I going to do? Oh, I screwed this up, didn't I?
Yeah.
That was your fault. All right, so go ahead and watch us on... Watch us... Watch, you know,
hockey.
Watch 66% of our show on KSHP.
You'll have to do creative editing down to 60%.
I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it.
Let's not have the guy who did it last week.
Don't speak.
That's all I'm saying.
How about you don't talk out loud anymore?
Okay.
All right, we're on Roku. All right, here's the question. How many devices have installed the Vegas Video Network on their Roku?
Okay.
Basically, how many subscribers do we have on Roku?
You said it's an obscene number.
I didn't say it was obscene. I was like, that's pretty good.
Okay, we're thinking.
I'm
not going to go astronomical. Right. Is what you're saying.
Be reasonable.
All right, 15,000.
That's a good guess.
Okay.
That's a good guess. It's 30,903.
That's since when?
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah, so 30,903 people have subscribed to the Vegas Video Network Roku channel, which is pretty good. We're also on Stitcher. We're on VegasVideoNetwork.com. We're on Facebook. And, of course, we are on Twitter. That's it, everybody. Thank you very much for everybody playing along. I'm sorry it didn't go for 1 hour. I blame the timekeeper.
Oh, it's an hour.
And stay tuned for after the show where we do the whole show naked. By the way,
how long was last week?
147.
47. Okay, we're at 37.
Yeah, 137. God. Bye.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you all. Bye, folks.
Bye, everybody.